Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Doing well.
Good. We got some ringing going on over here. Hey, if you're joining us by way of NRB, or, you know, we've just expanded with NRB internationally. Pretty exciting. And so I hope and pray that if you are a supporter of ours, you know that whatever support you've been giving us, it just quadruplated, and we do need your help. And some of you have been signing on to Club New Life. What a great way to support us in a big way for only $30 a month. I mean, this is the coolest thing ever, that for $30 a month, you're part of the foundation of this ministry. To say thank you, we'll send you our thank you package. We've never said thank you like this. First of all, we haven't given away a thank you mug in years. And here it is. It's got hope in the struggle, help in the storm. It's beautiful, shaped like I used to be, a little pot belly, and that's not the purpose of it, but it is shaped like that. There is a great book by Dr. John Townsend, and it's called You Can Do This. It's an inspirational book. It's a beautiful book. I did some note cards from Israel, and those are part of the package. Best of our content from tv.newlife.com, and it's all in a tote bag with the New Life logo. It's our way of saying thank you. We spend a lot of time on this because we really need your help this summer, and the being part of Club New Life is a great way to do it. Now, some of you, we want to help you in the best way we can, and that is by you coming to Healing is a Choice in July. Listen to this testimony from Jim. I've given up hating my dad this weekend, and I've given up that hatred. I've given that hatred to God. I can't handle it, but Jesus can. My father molested my two daughters when they were very small for several years. Thank God for my supportive wife and pastor, or I'd be in jail for murder. I also gave up my hatred for my son-in-law that beat my daughter and grandchildren. I've asked God to give me the ability to see whatever is good in my son-in-law. I'm grateful to finally get rid of the hatred. It was hurting me and no one else. I'll keep my little stone with me to keep Satan off my back and to prevent him from causing me to return to my painful, hateful state. I gave praise to my God, for he supplies all my needs in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I pray that he will increase and I will decrease. Thank you for providing the guidance I needed to step out in faith. Well, I tell you, that's a lot of hatred to give up, and how horrible it is that someone was that abusive and horrific. But there is healing from the worst of things. That's what Healing as a Choice is all about. And you go from carrying this burden of hatred and bitterness and resentment, or somebody else that's living terrorized as an aftermath of trauma, or with this shame that bogs down everything. And you come to us, and we just help you. That's why New Life was started, 1988, just to help people in the struggle. And there are great resources at 1-800-NEW-LIFE that you can get. We want to help you in any way that we can, whether it's a counselor or maybe it's coming to Healing is a Choice, July 24th. It's also the weekend for our Marriage Solution Weekend. We'd love to see you there. And then, of course, Every Man's Battle is in July. And this weekend, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but get some help. do something that will benefit you and others around you forever. It's the time to do it. Do it this summer. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
Coming here was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
I have learned that asking for help and being vulnerable can be safe.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and glad you're with us here today. Right before this program, we were doing another program, and we really didn't fully get to all that Catherine was asking us about. So we're going to start off with Catherine. Catherine has a 9-month-old baby, and her husband, who was unemployed, has moved out. And so, Catherine, welcome to show our program number 2.
Thank you.
How could we help you?
My question is, how can I set boundaries and even requesting that there's no dating or sleeping with others during this time of separation? And is that even going to make a difference if that's already going on?
Well,
and what do I do?
Go ahead.
About not knowing where he lives.
Well, all you can really do is make the statement. I mean, you can make the statement, and I think you should make the statement that nobody else is going to be involved. We're only separated. We're not divorced. And so nobody's to date. You know, this is how you feel, and this is important to you. That's established as a thing. And then I would say, it seems to be very irresponsible of you not to let me know where you are. Because if there was an emergency, I know you say I can get you on your cell phone, but you may not be available, and I need to find you for some reason, because you've got 2 kids of your own, and you've got a new one now with me that just means you need to be responsible with me.
Right, but
well,
I might...
Well, this very thing happened last night. I tried to reach him by text. He did not respond. I called twice. He didn't respond. And then I called this morning, and he still hasn't responded.
Okay. Yeah. I think, given that he lives in another place, doesn't want you to know, I think saying, they're... Just putting it on the table, mm-hmm. There's separation, and then there's separation. And there's separation that could bring a break and some relief and some healing, and that's where 2 people are truthful with each other, they're open with each other, and then there's this kind of separation. And I have to assume the only reason you don't want me to know where you live is you're living with somebody else, or you're having someone else come and see you. So we need to make some decisions based on that. If I know that you're seeing someone else, and I know that someone's coming to see you, or that you're living with someone else, I'll deal with that. But I need to be able to find where you are. I'm not going to come over there unannounced. But we got to deal with reality here, because you've got 2 kids and we've got a new baby. And whatever's going on, I think you're going to snap out of it. But in the meantime, we got to make some good decisions here. And I'm assuming that you've made a decision to be with someone else. And that's the only reason I can come up with that you're living somewhere and you don't want me to know where you live.
Now, that seems mm-hmm. really scary, Catherine.
Right, and he was but also
you got to do it.
Refusing to go to counseling. Was that right, Catherine?
Yeah, he's refused. Okay. He does not want to work on anything.
Right, okay. Because the first kind of separation Steve was talking about is to work on the marriage.
Yeah.
And it's seeming like his actions are not in that camp.
Yeah, so here he is with you. He's just totally disregarding a baby. Mm-hmm. But here he is with you. He's a loser, out of work, all this. Now he's picked up with somebody else. Well, he's a winner because he's...
Well, he's also got a new job, too.
I know.
Sorry to interrupt. He just started a new job.
No, I know. With that person, see, he's not a loser. He's got a job. He's got a different profile. With you, he went a year and a half without a job. And that's the identity that he has in his head with you. And as you said, you were critical about that and stuff. Mm-hmm. So rather than resolve that and deal with it like a man can get beyond it, he's done what a lot of men do. They kind of just move on and believe they won't sink back into that old way of being. They can start new. But it's only a matter of time. Now, he needs to be supporting you with his new job, and he needs to be supporting that nine-month-old baby, and I doubt he's wanting to do any of that.
So, Catherine, you may...
No, he's doing that. I'm still letting him come and see him every day, though, and I just feel like I'm kind of being very loving and cooperative, and he won't even let me know where he is.
Yeah, that's why I think you need to have the reality conversation that I was talking to you about.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like I need to know what your intentions are here. What are you thinking? Is this just a stepping stone to you leaving us permanently?
Don't be afraid to ask. In the previous program, you said something about you want to be the loving wife. I think you also said you wanted to be God's woman, and I don't think those two things are compatible necessarily in this circumstance. So I would suggest you go for the second. You work at being God's woman, which means you don't put up with any kind of lying and deceitfulness and evasion, but you also do it lovingly. But
right, you don't have to be critical in it. And I think, you know, kind of watching how you say it, but just matter of fact of this is what I can deal with and this is what I can't deal with.
Yeah.
And I just need to know from you.
I hope that helps you because that really is laying down a boundary. I'm not going to be doing this with happy talk when you can't even tell me that you're living with somebody else or somebody else is coming to see you. And
he will deny that, but don't back down. Just say, well, that's all I can conclude with the fact that you won't tell me where you live, and just keep on talking. But do it with kindness, but firmness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Okay. Well, glad
Thank
that you,
you
called. Okay. God bless you there, and anybody else, you know, if this is your situation, I'll tell you, boundaries it helps, but. You know, I think sometimes reacting, like she said she was critical and now she's wanting to be the loving person. You know, when you go the opposite direction, I think that can really, you can overreact and cause even more damage in that way.
And not confront the things that you need to confront,
the realities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and another thing, too, is this guy has been married before. I wonder how his first marriage ended. That might give her some clues. Mm-hmm. Because if he hasn't been willing to get help, then he's just off to the next person.
Yeah.
And she's probably younger and doesn't have any kids.
Right.
Almost guarantee it. Mm-hmm. Marie from Chicago, Illinois. WYLL is the station. Hi there.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Super. How are you?
And girls. Sorry, Jill.
That's okay. It's the collective guys, right?
Well, I saw something on TV about that being sexist. So. Everything is
okay.
Sexist to some generations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but you can
so
call
how
us
could
guys,
we help?
Marie.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, yeah, you guys are okay.
How could we help you?
Well, I have a question about some of the last calls have touched on a couple things. The one talking about I'm married. I've been married 35 years. My husband and I are emotionally disconnected. I could never get him engaged in emotional connection throughout the years. He was always financial provider and a father. We have two children. Now we're at retirement age, and he's always wanted to live in Florida, which he does. We bought a house down there 3 years ago. Now he wants to spend all his time down there, and I thought, oh, good, we're retired now. We can start working on connecting and doing stuff like that. And he's like verbally, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's work on this stuff, but he won't do anything toward it. All he wants to do is kind of watch TV, do his pool walking and stuff like that. So years ago, I, like, emotionally really shut down just to protect myself because he verbally says things, but his actions don't match up.
Yeah.
So I've got a trust issue with trying to trust what he says, and then he does something different. And I'm trying to sort through the best direction to hit this with. I know I need to go to counseling. I've been to counseling before, and he and I did go to a couple's counseling once, but the lady was getting ready to retire, and she... Again, he went in and explained, oh, yeah, I'm 100% into this, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do all this stuff, but it wasn't true. So then I really, it didn't work. You know, that particular counseling didn't work. So anyway, right. That's my problem is there's never been an us. It's always been everybody else and everything else is more important, and all that stuff comes first. Now we're separated pretty much because he's in Florida, doesn't want to be in Chicago. I'm in Chicago. I don't want to live in Florida full time. I like it there in the winter when it's cold here. That's great.
Yeah.
But I really have a hard time being with him because it's like there's this big elephant in the room of all these unresolved issues.
Yeah.
That I don't know what to do about it. I can't make somebody.
Does he even know how? Does he even know how to, you know, he's agreeing to these things because it sounds like a good idea, but it's like you're waiting for him to then do something. Does he know how to emotionally connect?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know how. No.
So it's hard perhaps to step out into something that you don't even know the first step to take.
Right.
Well, it seems like if you were to move to Florida, you'd be stuck with him, and you'd leave all your friends behind in Chicago.
And that doesn't sound fun.
Why don't you just live in Florida in the wintertime and come back to...
continue to live disconnected.
Yeah, because I don't... when somebody is at retirement age and they haven't learned how to connect, it's like you can teach an old dog new tricks, but it takes longer. It's harder.
Well, and you know, and I wonder when he says things like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, are you able to talk with him and say, okay, well, what does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? Can we talk about what that looks like?
And I bet he doesn't know the answer.
No.
No, he doesn't. He says, I dig too much, I'm too sensitive. It always comes back on to me.
Well, when he says that, just say, well, that's what you married, you know, and we've been married 35 years. I would think you'd understand it, just like I'm trying to understand that you don't know how to connect.
Like you each married your counterpart.
It's okay to say that to him. You don't know how to emotionally connect.
Well, yeah.
I don't feel connected to you, as you know, and I was hoping that we could work on connection.
But I don't know that you know how.
Right.
Instead, I still want to say that.
Well, yeah. No, I think you do say that. You know that I've thought all these years you're just withholding from me, but I realize maybe you don't even know the first thing about what I'm talking about.
Okay. So how?
And I think you need to.
What?
What was that?
If you were interested in learning how to do that, would it be, I mean, now he's in Florida, he wants to be down there all the time, and I only want to be down there in the winter, so.
Okay. So I think you need to compromise, and you can say to, see if he's willing to do this. Say, look, I want to be in Florida in the winter with you. I like being up here in the summer, but I'd like a little bit of compromise here, and that is, why don't I come down there in the summer this many weeks, and why don't you come up here this many weeks? And so we can be together. We can find a way to live together and build on our connection, because we're going to be around a long time.
And meet both of our needs to a degree.
So you're not sticking with, I'm only going to live in Chicago during the summer and Florida in the winter. You're saying, I'll compromise, but I need you to compromise a little bit too.
Right. I realize we have different needs for connection that I want more than you want. So can we meet in the middle?
Well, I've lived in Florida, and most people who do this go back north in the summertime,
right?
Because the summers are pretty hot and humid in Florida, and they're sure wonderful in the wintertime compared to Chicago.
So I think it's a matter of dealing with the reality that demands movement on your part if you want to see any movement on his part. Mm-hmm. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yes, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really hope and pray that if you need some help, you're going to call us. And the sooner you call us, the better. Because it's just like when a person ends up with addiction, they eventually hit bottom. And, you know, the sooner, the better. The higher that place of hitting bottom is, then the less damage that's done. And so, you know, sometimes people end up in these unworkable, unmanageable, hopeless situations that maybe wouldn't have been that way if they had acted sooner. Come to Healing as a Choice, or come to the Marriage Solution Weekend, or Every Man's Battle, Women in the Battle, Lose It for Life. Let us find a counselor for you. At least find a book, or tv.newlife.com. 850 sources of hope on there. Like today, here's a comment on Henry Cloud's How to Be Trustworthy. Great information. Learned so much. I have trust issues going way back. Good to know how to better handle it going forward. Love, 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 New Life TV. And then there's a video by Dr. Keffer on cats and dogs and the large number of cats and dogs that her son and wife have collected. Some of you, you are collectors of pets, and you have children that are collectors of pets. We can help you with that. There are a lot of places where you can find hope here at New Life. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, go to newlife.com, go to tv.newlife.com. It's all right there. All right, let's go to Felicia from Fort Worth, Texas. She listens on the internet. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
Okay. Well, what's going on in your life that you would want to call us? We want to talk to you.
I'm going to try my best to make this short if I can. I'm just going to try to ask my question and see if you guys can pick out and see what's wrong with me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying not to cry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. I am just really tired of this cycle of depression and anxiety that I've been dealing with all of my life.
Okay.
And now I'm grown and everything, and I'm married, but I mean, it's still there, you know. And people look at me and they think I'm okay, and you know, they think I'm the happiest person, but it's that's not the case. As long as I can remember, since I've been young, I've had thoughts of suicide. And
it's been that way for you since? Why do you think it's been that way for you since childhood?
I don't know. I think it might just be, maybe my parents. Maybe that's where it came from, just the things that they would say. And
what did they say? What do you remember were the messages that they gave you?
It was mainly my mom. It was, you know, you're stupid.
Really?
Well,
is that right? Isn't that
you're never
something?
And my father,
amazing?
He was really focused on weight. Like, he wanted me and my sister always be thin, because my mom was always thin. So I used to try to starve myself. And it's just a lot of things. I was sexually abused. I was molested as a child by a cousin that was my age, because she was being molested.
Well, you have a lot of things that are unresolved and horrible. You have a stupid mother who said the stupidest stuff that you could ever say to a daughter, and yet she accused you of being stupid. So how horrible that is, when someone's so stupid to do that would then make you feel bad. And so you've got all of this stuff that didn't build any kind of foundation of love and trust. And I mean,
it made you very insecure. I mean, you've just told us, Felicia, such classic things that would explain your depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts. And so I'm wondering, you know, instead of feeling bad about yourself, have you gotten any help for this?
I've tried to get help. I've been to counseling before, but it seems like I would go and they would just let me talk the whole time. And I would just talk, and they would never, I would talk for a whole hour and then that was it. And I would just leave. You know, they would give me a few things to work on, and then I would come back and they would let me talk for a whole another hour. You know, I didn't feel like they were getting down to the root of, you know, I just felt like they wasn't trying to get down to what was wrong, even though I was being kind of surface, because I didn't know if I could trust them enough to actually tell them about.
Yeah.
Right. You were trying to feel them out to see if you could trust them with the deeper things, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you never got to that point.
Yeah,
you never felt safe enough, right?
What you just described explains, like what Jill is saying, it explains the anxiety and the depression and the suicidal thoughts. And you've got to get help with dealing with those. And you know,
okay,
you
we'll be right back. Hang on.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 24th through the 26th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Artiburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Felicia. In a cycle of anxiety and depression, suicide, and then to find out that, you know, she's really did have a very, very rough, horrible childhood, and yet people today might think she's just so full of happiness. Man, that's got to be tough.
Well, people learn to adapt, right?
And real trust issues, too, I would imagine, Felicia.
Yeah, and Felicia, we were just saying, I think that you do need to get back into therapy, and I know you're saying, well, it didn't really work. I think it's important to be upfront about what you're looking for and to get in with somebody who can work with longer-term issues. Because these, you know, deep issues with parents, you need to build up the relationship so that you feel like you can trust. And then when it feels scary to you, that you're able to talk about that with the therapist. So if you're, you know, not really talking about the process and you're both kind of there and you're just talking and then you leave and you don't know what's going on, you got to ask. This is a working relationship. That's what therapy is. And you work together with the therapist to best help you. Go ahead.
How do you pick a good therapist though?
Well, we'll help you with that.
We can give you some referrals, and you know, you go or you talk with them on the phone. Do you like what you hear? You go and you meet with them. How do you feel with them? And you ask them questions.
You got to see that you're in charge of the process, so that if you're getting frustrated, you have a right to say, you know, I'm getting frustrated with our sessions because it seems like all I do is talk.
Or I don't understand what we're doing.
Where are we going with this? Yeah, you have every right to do that because you're paying to buy somebody's trustworthiness. That's what the fee is supposed to guarantee.
Well, you're paying for the time, and within that, there's trustworthiness, isn't there?
And if there isn't trustworthiness,
right.
So when Jill says you talk to them on the phone, if they don't call you back, then of course you don't go there. But if they call you back and you talk to them and it feels like you can, you're comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Can you connect with them? Does it feel like you would be comfortable? Yeah. And then does it feel like they have something to offer you, that they could help you?
And you can ask them if they work with some of these issues that go back to childhood and horrible, horrible things that happened.
You know, and there's a good chance that if you don't benefit from a counselor, when you go to the next one, usually it's a better experience because you're going to tell them what you didn't like, what was uncomfortable, why you didn't open up, and all of those things. And so you really do need to give it another chance. We'll try to find one for you.
They'll often ask you what happened in your previous therapy because they want to know what didn't work and what was the frustrating point.
Right, and what to look for when it comes up in the new therapy, right? Because we repeat our stuff, you know, with everybody. So you're going to do that with the therapist. And as that comes up, it's stuff to work on. You can see it, right, you know, in the room.
Let me send you the secrets women keep. I think you'll find yourself there. I think it'll be helpful to you. I hope you could get to Healing as a Choice. Oh, it would really
make be great.
A difference. Big difference. All right, let's go to Nancy, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're going her way by way of podcast, and we're glad to get to do that. How could we help you today? What's going on?
Yes, my question is, how can we, as an out-of-state family, connect to our daughter's alcoholic fiancé, who is a new believer? He's just begun AA meetings with her, and he was previously married for 20 years.
Well, go to AA meetings with him and your daughter.
They're
send
out of
him,
state.
They're out of state.
Yeah, but when you go visit, send a Life Recovery Bible. Encourage, love, accept, all of those kinds of things. Be sure that, you know, there's your daughter's going to Al-Anon as well as AA. Those kinds of
things. And you guys go to Al-Anon, even though you're not in the same area. You go so that you understand, or go to speaker meetings and get an education in terms of it. But it sounds like he's on the right track if he's going to take her to his AA meetings.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Then treat him like a normal person.
I guess, how do you accept her choice, her difficult choice?
Well, but don't you, I mean, do you see any value that he's actually doing something about his problem versus so many young women marry somebody who's covered up the problem, doesn't have a plan, so the fiancé doesn't even know? I mean, your daughter wouldn't even know. Somebody else doesn't even know there's a problem till they get married. At least she knows, and he's saying, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm going to go to these meetings. I think she might be ahead of the game here.
You know what? If you go to an Al-Anon, if you went to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting and saw people who were in recovery, you would find they are the neatest people around. When I speak at a recovery meeting, and Steve sees this when he speaks at recovery meetings, I love hanging around afterwards talking with the people because they're so real. And I don't like hanging around afterwards talking. But I do in those meetings because the stories are amazing. So,
well, it's not just when I speak at a recovery meeting. When I go to a recovery meeting for my own recovery, there are some amazing stories of people doing what it takes to build character so they don't fall back into the problem.
If they're working a program,
they're real.
They're working on their stuff, and that's what you would want.
So your daughter picked a gem.
I know that you didn't feel that way. That's why you called. But I got to tell you, in the grand scheme of things, if you could just be on the other end of so many of our phone calls where somebody was totally unaware. I mean, one lady didn't know she was number 5.
I remember that.
The fifth wife. I mean, just so many things. So at least see, if he gets in trouble, there's an identification of a problem. It's been admitted. He's gone to get help for it. So I would really look at the positive of that and not the negative.
Exactly.
Well, and he's a new Christian, you said, too.
Yeah.
Right? Good. Yes. Good.
So it seems like to me, anybody that's a new believer, we ought to be giving them the benefit of letting them grow in Christ, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, Nancy, I wonder what your image is of an alcoholic, because a lot of times our picture of the alcoholic is the person on Skid Row who's in the final stages mm-hmm. of alcoholism. And it sounds like what your daughter's fiancé has stopped that process, and he has reversed that process, and he's never going to end up on Skid Row because he's in recovery. And think of recovery as being the secular word for the biblical word sanctification or discipleship. He is becoming a disciple of Jesus through his recovery and through whatever he's doing within his church as well. So you've got somebody that's really, when I said she's got a gem, mm-hmm. He really is.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you Forgiving the Unforgivable. Dave wrote it, and I think it'll help you come to a place of great acceptance of him. And I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible to give to him from the two of you. And I hope that you'll, you know, figure all of this out. I was just doing a segment on tv.newlife.com, and I was talking about how in a GPS, you know, no matter where you are, it gets you where you want to be, no matter how far away you are. And I was saying, in the Christian life, we have a GPS system, and it's called love. No matter where we are, if love is the path, it's going to get us where we want to go. So how do you respond to him? In love. That doesn't mean you enable his unhealthy behavior, nor do you hold his past against him, especially since he's a new believer in Christ. So in love, you encourage, you accept, and you put into his life. Sounds like to me he needs discipleship. He needs training and connection with a really great Christian man. I hope your husband is going to be that to him. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. I'll send them also. I want to send them another book. Is this the one? And it'll just be perfect for her as she's setting out to marry, and it really helps you in the first year, the year before, all of that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, don't forget, we need you to sign up for Club New Life, and if you do, we say thanks with a mug and gift cards, a book by Dr. John Townsend, a gift bag, all this stuff is yours, our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life. $30 a month, it does everything. WeDare.com is there to encourage you, and New Life Television at tv.newlife.com could be the answer to so many problems. 850 plus programs are there. Now we'll take a break. We'll come back for the final segment. If you're on, hold on. We'll do another program after this. We'll try to get to your call. Pray for the folks that call and pray for us as a ministry team. We need that prayer.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, of course, Dave just experienced a birthday. I experienced a birthday. And we're going back to Dave's citizenship to celebrate his birthday in September. He is a citizen of Ireland, and we'd love for you to come with us September the 26th through October the 6th, and I got to tell you, it'll be a trip of a lifetime. It will be one wonderful experience. People love the trips that they take with us because we have fun, but we learn a lot too. So please come and join us for that trip. Now, let's go to Sue. Sue's calling from Jacksonville, Florida. And as I said, if you're holding on the line, please stay on. We've got another program after this. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Life. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
How can we help
Good.
Today?
I am a new young adult leader. I started about a year ago. Our group is doing really well, and it's growing, but a problem has come up between two of our most amazing on fire for God young women.
What and could that be?
Sorry, what?
What could that problem be?
Oh, young adult women. they both love to lead, and I think Satan's just saying, I don't like where you guys are going with this. He's building divisions between them. They both want to lead youth. They both, I think they each think that the other has, sabotaged them, I think. And they are two of the most loving people on the planet. It's just like, how can this be happening, and how do I help them?
Okay.
Well, I think what you do is you call them in and have a meeting with the two of them and just say, something doesn't feel right between you two guys. What's going on? And you put
do
it
I
out
on... Do I bring them together first, or do I talk with them separately?
No, I'd bring them together first. I wouldn't talk with them separately, because then you kind of get triangled in if you do it separately. Whereas you got the two of them in the room, and there's any kind of tension between them, you got to stay objective, but that's the only way you're going to resolve it, I think, is to get it out on the table and get them to talk to each other and see. And I would pray before I start.
Here's the other thing is that you want to be sure they know that they both exhibited tremendous leadership skill that you've observed and you appreciate. But the one skill in leadership is the skill of acceptance, adaptability, and accommodation of other people. And that you want to see that with each other. And you want to see which one can excel the most in accepting the other, accommodating the other, and adapting to the other. Because at their age, all this leadership skill they have, if they're able to put that with it, the sky's the limit.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't put that with it, the floor is the limit.
Right. Okay? If they get too territorial and self-focused, right, and start feeling slighted, that's not the best
leadership,
outcome.
Leadership is developed out of conflict. Real leadership is different than just reading a book and getting some new vocabulary words and using those out loud and feeling really good about yourself. So now they've been given an opportunity very early on to learn how to lead. And when they do that and resolve this conflict, boy, they'll never forget the lesson. But the worst thing that you could do, you say to them, is allow them to not address the issue that has come up between the two of them, which is a lack of acceptance, adaptability, and accommodation.
From what you're seeing, yes, right?
It's competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, you might have to have several meetings. You know, the first meeting is just to put it out on the table. And then they might have to sit with that a little bit and then come back and talk about what, you know, what they thought about and can kind of continue processing it. Because if you're you know, kind of sharing it with them, you might not get everything.
Well, you're also teaching them a skill, mm-hmm. so it's going to take more than one session.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
I know this is an opportunity to do just that, and I'm like, boy, I just want to be armed with the best tools.
Well, and if,
well you just be truthful with them, but you also, you go deeper, and you help them see a greater need than just being a great talker to a bunch of people as a leader. Then the other thing is you want to say maybe even, and if you can't get to that place of acceptance and accommodation and adaptability, then let's be talking, you and me, about what's in you that prevents you from being able to do that. Mm-hmm. And let's try to resolve that issue. Because it'll kill you.
Now, here's why, Sue, I said you don't meet with them separately. Because if you meet with them separately, each one is going to present it in a way that kind of draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose your objectivity, so you begin to think, well, this one, the last one you talk to has a better grasp of it, you know, because it's the last one you talk to. So make sure you don't get caught in that trap, because that's an easy trap to get caught in.
Here's my paraphrase, 1 Corinthians 13. Though I could lead like the biggest shot of all the angels, but I have not love. I'm not much of a leader anyway. And I sound more like a gate that needs some oil. All right. So I hope that's helpful to you. And I'm going to send you a book. I'll send you two books for them. Rethink What You Think. Is that what you think about? Is that the name of it, Dave?
Yeah, Rethink How You Think.
Yeah, Rethink How You Think. I think it'll really help you. I hope so. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need a resource, I think we just might have the right one, including a counselor or coming to one of our workshops. One of the greatest resources that's developed this past year is tv.newlife.com. And on Ask Me Anything, right now you can see the new one is, should I marry someone who's been divorced multiple times? What's the biblical truth around that question? And Dr. Stoop looks at the question. You can check that video out. And I'll tell you, if there isn't something on that channel, out of those 850 programs, that can just change your life, then I want to come live with you, because you've got it together. And all of us struggle, and there's something on that channel that will help you in whatever it is you're struggling with. Every Man's Battle coming up July the 10th right here in Indianapolis. I'd love to see you there. So come join us here in Indy for Every Man's Battle. It could change everything. And then come join us for Healing is a Choice or the Marriage Solution Weekend in Washington, D.C. We've had so many calls that could have, their life would be totally, totally different if they would come to Healing is a Choice. Healing really is a choice. It's God's choice. But you have to do some things for that healing to manifest itself in your life. Please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And then it is it's an amazing thing to be part of Club New Life. You get discounts. I send you a CD of great calls we've had, teaching you won't hear here, teaching as we're out there preaching and teaching around the country. Great, great stuff to keep you informed on what the ministry is doing right now. I send that to you. You get discounts, as I said. And then to say thank you for joining Club New Life, or increasing your Club New Life membership to help us through this summer, well, we send you this tote bag with the New Life logo on it, some gift cards that with my art on it, a book by Dr. John Townsend, You Can Do This, the best of TV.NewLife, but the best gift of all is a mug with the New Life logo and encouragement. We haven't done that in ages. It's our way of saying thank you, $30 a month. Come join the club, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we'll see you right here next time. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jill. Thanks to all of you who pray for us and support us. Sure,
thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life.
We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.